With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This new study, now this is under the whoever funded this, it's Captain Obvious, but University of Connecticut, Georgia State University. Sales of potato chips, cookies, and ice cream all increased in the months after Colorado, Oregon, and Washington legalized cannabis. Chip sales, and this isn't a small amount, 5.3%. That's a lot. Cookies, 4.1%. Oatmeal cookies, I don't count that. Ice cream purchases jumped 3.1% in the aftermath of legal pot hit dispensaries, monthly scanner data. Moreover, the junk food sales increase were not temporary. It all begs the question, with New Jersey possibly weeks away from legalizing recreational marijuana, could we be on the cusp of a munchie-fueled obesity epidemic? So these are the same people. Here, let's take Philadelphia. What's one of the purposes of the soda tax? Purpose? Well, really raise more money for the government for schemes, but health, obesity, right? Jim Kenney is aching to legalize marijuana, to get Pennsylvania to do it. He's decriminalized it. Well, it seems to drive up obesity. I'd rather maybe people be drinking soda then if you're trying to cure obesity rather than this, right? It seems to be something at odds with itself. I don't know. This seems pretty obvious to me, though. That if you raise this, the argument, though, the counter-argument is people will not be drinking as much alcohol. So if that's the case, that's where there's more calories. I don't know. Cookies, potato chips. I don't think you're looking at low fat when you do that. Come on. This is just another byproduct. There's no free lunch. So I think Jersey's ready to legalize marijuana, but I'm getting mixed signals. It appears to be they are. Politicians believe they are. Some of them are wary of voting for this. And I just saw a list this morning of all the towns that already have said there'll be no pot shop there. They're not going to follow this. It's up to about 60, with a lot of others poised to do it. I don't get it, because people in New Jersey, I think, want this. There's no doubt in my mind. So why all the second thoughts about it? You know, what is it that's fueling that? Well, it's people realize that there's an upside to this. There's any number of upsides, but they realize there are downsides. Is obesity one of them? I mean, 5.3% increase in chip sales in the states that have legalized marijuana. And that number has not decreased in the ones that I'm looking at. That's pretty healthy. That's a pretty big number. All right, Alan's in Doylestown. He's with Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Good to hear you first thing in the morning.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, you know what? Weed will pass in New Jersey.
Yes.
Because New Jersey is just an extension of New York. I mean, they're basically the same state. Okay, first of all. Okay, second of all, the same people that are going to be driving or buying the driverless cars are actually wanting that so that they can smoke weed in the car as they're doing it. The next thing is on the obesity is the obesity is going to be is not the chips and stuff like that. It's pickup. Okay, you can pick up your pizza while you're smoking your weed, eating it in the back of your driverless car, and not have to pay a tip.
And that, sure. You know what? That is a great thing, and it's going to be all discreet. Everything's going to be discreet. You're going to be, and the marijuana lounge is going to be discreet, too.
It's going to be like you remember Cheech and Chong, you know, when they had the van, you know, they're driving the van down the road, and they open the doors and all the smoke. That's how you're going to know who the weed users are.
Well, that brings up the question, does it not? Who should Jersey, no, they're not going to use Cheech and Chong. Who should New Jersey use that is cool enough, hip enough to be kind of the face of, you know, when you roll this out, it's now recreational, it's going to be fine because they want the tax money. But is not seen as a drug addict or anything, not seen as a big negative.
You know, I disagree with you. Because
Cheech and Chong.
No, not Cheech and Chong. I want Tommy Chong to do it. Because Tommy Chong has developed a very respectable reputation in the past few years, and I think he'd
Wait a minute. Where was I asleep when that happened? Tell me.
He's just he's a great speaker. You know, I think he's a great weed advocate, and I think he would be
okay.
Very beneficial
here's your project when you're rolling home today in your driverless car. Let's see if we can get him on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, cool. Absolutely. I loved it because that's news. Now, we do have NJ Weedman, who's kind of a personal friend. I think he's out of jail right now over the years. He may be listening this morning. Usually that gets him to call. You know, he's usually ready to go. I didn't know that.
Yep. Another name would be Joe Rogan, who does the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, yeah. I know of Rogan. Yeah.
Probably one of the most listened to podcasts by people of around my age. And he is a huge marijuana proponent.
So you'd think there could be someone who's, you know, mainstreamed enough to make the case for this as it rolls out. Why this will all be fine.
I think you'd find more people mainstream that are in favor of marijuana legalization than you'd find against it.
I'm surprised that I take that point up, but Dan, I'm surprised how much the resistance still is out there. It is. And I thought New Jersey is like a 60-40 easily. What do we make of all these towns saying, no, you're not going to sell it here, though? I mean, it's an extensive list. Most South Jersey towns, though, have not banned it yet. Most of these are in central north part of New Jersey. In fact, I don't see any South Jersey town that has said, you won't be able to sell marijuana here yet. So they're kind of holding their
I think Ocean City might have done it.
I mean, South Jersey near us. Yeah.
No,
Ocean.
Don't
even think in Ocean City that you're going to.
Yeah, but near us. I'm not aware.
That's one of the least likely. Well, somebody, I think, is going to say this is a place in South Jersey that they're going to get on the map. Cherry Hill won't do it. Haddonfield won't do it,
Not a chance. No.
But I'm trying to think of a town, Morristown. No, already they're, you know, nation's leading. You want to live in Morristown. It would be some place trying to make a name for itself to say, hey, this is okay. We're going to make it respectable. It's going to be not like going to a drug deal or something. So what town might that be?
This is your time, Audubon. Step up.
There you go. Well, we know the mayor. Is it Audubon Heights, the good one that went for Trump? Is it Audubon Heights or is it Audubon? I was just in Audubon recently.
Yeah, I bring up the name, though, because there was somebody, a leader there that did go for Trump.
Yes. Here's his chance to put Audubon on the map. When people say, yeah, I've always thought about Audubon. They're very much somebody who's looking at this rationally.
But, you know, Pittstown's trying to do like their little First Friday thing.
Right.
The galleries being open. You know, you've got your art walk. And you know, Collingswood, they're also big on the whole artsy type of.
Bang. All right. There. You know what? And we go to Collingswood more than just about any place. I will not give away the name of the restaurant in Collingswood. You guys may get it off air. It will not come out of me, though, that we go to because it's too good. We don't want more people there.
But can't you see it? Because
that's my vote.
Your artist gallery and...
Collingswood. Raza, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Marty is not going to replace you anytime soon. Marty would not come up with Collingswood.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, I think Collingswood should be the place... that wants to make a name. I'm not sure if it was founded religiously at one point, Collingswood. Not sure. But Collingswood, definitely. The vibe is there, and it's a nice place. It's a very nice place. And they have Restaurant Row. It would work beautifully.
And a farmer's market.
Farmer's markets, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Not Haddonfield, not Cherry Hill.
No.
I don't think they're going to be involved. All right, we've settled on it. If you're a resident of Collingswood, you should know the good news. that's going to be coming your way.
You heard it here first.
Looking over at South Jersey, might be fertile ground for New Jersey recreational marijuana. Not too many towns have said no. And we've just tracked down from June 22nd, 2018, this editorial by the mayor of Chemung, one of the all-time great names to say in this area, Chemung. Not sure, is that Pennsylvania Dutch or no? It's Native American, Chemung, probably. I've been to Chemung. It's a fine town, Chemung. My second home, Chemung. He says, Shemong, pot-growing capital of New Jersey. Why not? All right, Ken in Shemong is with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ken, how have you been?
I'm doing well, and you?
Good, Ken.
Yeah, I was just calling. You were saying that there were, you know, to your knowledge, there were no New Jersey, Southern Jersey towns in favor of legalizing this and growing it in their municipality. And Shemong, the mayor of Shemong, has come out a number of times and said he thinks this would be a great idea and that it would be a good way to raise money for New Jersey to offset some of the taxes and expenditures. So, you know, I was just saying that the mayor of Shemong is apparently in favor of this.
He says it would create 100 new jobs in Shemong Township, drastically cut property taxes, increase home values. Wait a minute. Having the pot shop there, the pot capital, is going to increase home values?
Yeah, that's something I'm, you know, I don't know how we see that. I guess one of my concerns would be is that if you're driving under the influence of alcohol, there's a way to determine if you're impaired.
Right.
And there is no way to determine if you're impaired driving while you're under the influence of marijuana.
Ken, are you Officer Ken?
No, I'm not Officer Ken.
Oh, I thought I heard some stuff in the background. You're right. That's what New Jersey's trying to sort out, which is, how are they going to deal with this? I don't know that they've calibrated stuff. They're there. That may be the final holdup in this. But he says it'll help fund township schools and build a new community center complete with an Olympic-sized pool. You always have to have the Olympic-sized pool. You can't have anything short of an Olympic-sized pool. Put that in Shemong. How does that help home values, though? That's kind of interesting.
Well, median income for a household in Shemong.
Yes.
$77,457.
Family income, okay.
Median income.
Right.
Not seeing your home values here. Oh, by the way, the origins of the term Shemong.
Yes.
Native American.
Native American.
Meaning place of the bighorn.
Well, I think it follows, then. They should be the pot capital,
you
right?
Know?
Place of the bighorn.
Place of the bighorn.
My kind of city.
Okay. See, we're getting to know our own area here today. A nice chip in, Raza, with the Collingswood suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Shemong is a little bit better of a suggestion here. We have the mayor on record saying it will increase home values. He goes on to say we would get awesome New Jersey corn and tomatoes and encourage full use of all of our farms. In other words, this would provide an opportunities for our farmers to raise the crop, and then that would be sold. I could see this being sold on the highways, like Jersey corn and tomatoes, as you head to the shore.
Well, they have a winery there already.
Yes, that's where I visited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a big thing we were going to do. The Dom Giordano wine tasting fell through. I don't know if they'll go to encouraging this with Shemong. Shemong's pretty far away, though, Raza. I don't know if you've ever been. But
oh, yeah, I have friends in Shemong.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice word to say, though. All right. Shemong, land of the bighorn.
And a lot of deer.
And a lot of deer.
Jumping in front of your car when you least expect it.
Okay.
Yay, Shemong.
By the way, so I don't forget, since we're on such a helpful product, not healthy, but helpful, marijuana, about 500 people or more, they started a trend with a Facebook group called Plank Like RGB 86 Birthday Celebration. So you have more than 500 people planking either at the Supreme Court or at home or their place of work. I think to continue this fiction that RGB is a workout fiend. I don't know. I think this has been great branding on her part. I'm doubting a little bit of it. But yeah, the workout does seem to be kind of overwhelming with the personal trainer.
Bench pressing 10 pounds at a time.
Yes.
You know, broken ribs is what she's had recently. Planking, I cannot imagine how comfortable that would be.
Yeah,
if you're
that's exactly right.
Broken ribs.
I'm recuperating from God knows what. That's
uh-huh.
Right. But the plank is a great X. Dan looks like a guy, Raza, who planks during the breaks even here.
I don't even know what planking is.
Maybe. Oh, we'll do it in a minute. Just throw on some commercials. I'll show you.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, planking is a great core exercise.
Pull those abs right up against your spine.
Working
That's
out's
it.
Not in my vocabulary.
When you get done the Pepsi non-diet version in there, a little planking might be...
Two cups of coffee with the extra sugary creamer and a giant Pepsi.
Well, I don't recommend this. Being alert's one thing. This is a little bit much. Let's go to Bob in Marlton, not too far from Chemung. Hey, Bob, good Monday. Welcome in.
Oh, I think that they might have a good thing going out there because I used to go four-wheeling. You got the Piccadilly with really great wings. They got wineries. So you could have the trifecta of wine, wings, and weed. What more would you need?
Well, that's well put. Do you think the home values will go up, though? This mayor is very – maybe Jim Kenney will be coming to Chemung to take some notes. Maybe they need the beverage tax. I don't know. The home values. This editorial appeared guest commentary. Michael DeCroce, the mayor of Chemung Township, 24-year resident, head attorney. He's an attorney, too. We'll try to get him on. It's an interesting guy saying he's not expressing the views of anyone on our township committee. But increased personal liberty and responsibility, law enforcement redirected to real crime convention. That part I agree with. I mean, Jersey is ready for this. Are the hazards going to be so overwhelming? Do they have that mapped out and how to do it? There's no free lunch. I mean, every one of these things has an upside. And the upside, he hit the hot button for me, personal liberty. Rather than all these schemes about, you know, how many hundreds of millions of dollars they're going to bring in. And constantly you hear that. So it's going to be interesting to see. He says, we can do this without actually promoting usage. After all, it's our job as parents, citizens, churches and schools to teach our children not to drink, smoke, or engage in behaviors that would cause harm to their body. If you bill yourself as the pot capital, that's the headline. Pot capital of New Jersey, ? You might have a little bit difficulty with that. Sometimes people, at least what I try to do, don't understand how talk radio works. We'll take you inside a little bit. You know, we just bumped into this. I happened to see that big study out. I think it's kind of obvious that obesity rates go up when a state legalizes marijuana. I mean, the potato chip consumption rate went up 5.3% in a couple of states that did this. And it stuck. It wasn't just a one-time thing. Cookies, junk food, stuff like that. Oh, we were kidding around with it and talking about the fact that few, if any, South Jersey towns, except for Ocean City, New Jersey, have banned selling marijuana. And we started to say, all right, where would you maybe see this as making itself the pot capital, if you will, in this area? You know, are people going to go into Camden? Let's face it, Camden's okay with it. Is this going to be the areas that are seen as more high crime, or can it be glamorized? All right. And we had a caller from Raza suggested Collingswood, which I still think is the winner. That fits the artsy, the restaurant thing. I think it fits beautifully. Little did we know that June 22nd, 2018, the mayor of Chemung, where I've been, nice winery there, nice stuff, is already on record in an editorial saying that this would do all kinds of good things for Chemung, New Jersey. So joining us on our newsmaker line is Michael DeCroce. He is the mayor of Chemung, New Jersey, 24-year resident of Chemung, the head attorney of DeCroce Law Office, a firm based out of the township. The mayor joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. Mayor, thanks for responding. Good to have you.
Good to have you, Dom. How are you?
Well, very, very well. Look, when it comes to this whole thing in broad terms, I think New Jersey's ready for that, by meaning the citizens want it. And I think it's a personal liberty issue. But I also see some of the ill effects, no free lunch on this. What do you see?
Well, I see it as a great opportunity. Chemung Township is about an hour east of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. We have 6,500 residents, so we're a small, safe community. It's a Republican-run town. It's been so for a long time. We have lots of farmers. Lots of free water, clean air, great soil. It's really a throwback. I call it a slice of heaven. It's a throwback to growing up, I'd say, 50 years ago in America.
Right.
We're located in a place where if you go from Philly or the way down to Atlantic City, that's Air Ocean City, you could actually go through Chemung.
Yes,
small
exactly.
Town, yeah, small town America, and very few problems. But I think it's the perfect place in New Jersey to grow, manufacture, and distribute cannabis, whether it be medical or recreational. And I know that the governor and the powers that be in New Jersey have been looking at this, and they've finally gotten around to what they were going to do in the first 100 days and make this a legal product just like it is in a number of other states.
Okay,
and
now,
I think that we are,
right. Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. So in your editorial here, you write that 100 new jobs, you think, in Chemung. I could see that happening based upon what I know of it. Reduce property taxes, increase home values, though. How would you increase home values? Because you probably know there's like 60 and probably there's going to be another 100 of towns who are actually written ordinances saying, no, you're not going to sell pot in our town or township.
Well, here's the vision. So if we were to become the cannabis or pot capital of New Jersey and we're able to grow all this and do it safely and so we can protect our children, what I would want to see happen is the industries that locate here would give back to the community and we'd be able to reduce our local property taxes, which, as you know, mm-hmm. in New Jersey are high, right?
Right.
That's our big problem here. That in turn, let's say Chemung Township was the only town in New Jersey that had no property taxes.
No property taxes.
What do you think that would do to someone?
Wow. I mean, I think somebody's smoking something there in Chemung if they think there's going to be no property taxes, Mr. Mayor.
I'm already moving to Chemung, if that's the case.
Get the maps out. All right. Where do we go?
And also, if you look at, we would, you know, hire local Chemung residents first to work at these places.
Right.
In good jobs. They would be local. They wouldn't have to travel to Philadelphia and New York to make a good salary. The vision is, you know, that's aggressive, right? Can we make it so that it was tax-free? But if you look at places like Alaska, where you get a check if you're a resident because of from the oil and gas industry, you know, that kind of concept.
All right. Let me just play that out, though. But so what about the downside, though, the growing and all that stuff? That's not a problem. But actually selling it there, these other towns seem to be pretty reluctant. You know, they seem to think still you can't make this unseedy. It's going to be a seedy type of deal.
Well, there are already other states that are doing this, and you could find, I would say, first of all, that that is something that we have in our brains that we've been, you know, taught to think about, that this is a bad product and that only evil or bad is going to come from it. I mean, it's a product that God gave us, right? It's less that you're not seeing, as you said earlier, maybe you got people out that are eating potato chips and Cheetos instead of going out and robbing banks. I mean, you're not seeing people that are smoking marijuana go out and commit violent crime. So I would say that it's something that we just need to think about a little bit differently than what we've been used to, what we've been taught over the last 50 years to say that this product is not a good one.
Right. I would agree with reefer madness and all that. I just had on a guy, New York Times guy, though, Mr. Mayor, compelling book about exactly what you said and taking the opposite point of view, and a liberal guy, that there is a danger here with marijuana. But what about the kids? You know, what would you be talking about in the school if you're the pot capital of the country, although legal, of the state? How do they not get a mixed message here that this stuff is not something they ought to try when they get a little bit older?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that is where our, you know, our jobs come in as parents and as teachers. I would suggest that you probably have more kids now that are smoking, or it's available to more children. And it would become, I think, a little bit like alcohol, where it used to be that kids mm-hmm. could go get alcohol pretty easily. Now maybe it wouldn't get so easy. They wouldn't have such easy accessibility because we would control it and regulate it. So it might even be, you know, harder for them to get. As we all know, you know, we like to stick our head in the sand a little bit, but these kids have access to this stuff and we don't even know about it as parents most of the time.
Okay.
So I would think that the legalization and regulation might actually make it more difficult for them to get. And then what we would do in school is teach them how to run a business and teach them how to make money and balance a checkbook and all the things in their lives that are probably, you know, things that are not mm-hmm. being taught, the reality. And, you know, one of those issues would be don't smoke marijuana. We don't think it's good for your brain. or good for your recreation. But as you get older, you're over 21, then you have a right to decide on the personal liberty end.
So you said it's a Republican-dominated town?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a Republican. I've been, this will be my second year as mayor, and I've been on the town for about 8 years.
Would you say there's something there? You mentioned Alaska. It sounds, you know, there's Republicans that are kind of libertarian. Would you describe yourself as that?
I would say that I would lean that way. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm Republican, basically. I would say that I'm basically a Republican. But I also believe in personal liberty, and I think that people have the right to make their own decisions.
Well, I do, too. I mean, that's the biggest upside of this. But I think, you know, what I can intuit, you're not even. Have you gone to a place like Colorado? Have you gone someplace and actually put your boots in the ground to see what happens that we're kind of guessing with here with this? In other words, I mean, I think there's downside. How about your police and others? They're having trouble figuring out what they would do, police in general, with this versus alcohol.
Yeah, I haven't been to a lot of these places since they've legalized it, but I'll tell you what's made up my mind. Back in the 1990s, I was driving across the country from law school, coming back to Philadelphia, and you know, there was a bridge in Colorado, and all of these young kids were out there, and they looked like they were zombies, basically. And I asked my friend, what are they doing? And he told me that they were huffing Top Job out of cans of Pepsi, basically. And then I kind of realized, no matter what we do, we could make everything illegal in the world that we want, but it's not going to stop people who want to go and do, you know, stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a decision where we've got adults that can decide for themselves what's right and wrong, and we want to leave it the responsibility to the parents to teach the parents and teachers to teach their children not to ingest things that'll be harmful to their bodies.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'm so glad that we hooked up with you. To be continued, what's your projection? You know, because of the law enforcement part of this, I don't know this is going to happen until the summer or beyond. They're going to pass it. But when do you think it will actually be implemented?
Well, in Chemung, actually, we've just created an ordinance which we're beginning to discuss and may have a first reading at our April 2nd meeting. So we're moving pretty quickly. As far as the state of New Jersey, there have been predictions that this thing would have been passed in the first 100 days of the governor's ruling.
Right.
But I think we're probably by the end of the year, we're going to be in Chemung ready to go if we can pass this. And I'll tell you, I'm kind of surprised, but I'd say 8 or 9 out of 10 people that have contacted me as residents of Chemung are in favor of this. If we can do it safely, if we can do it to reduce property taxes, make sure the children are protected, and get new jobs in Chemung, I think that people are greatly in favor of it. So I'm excited about the opportunity.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Thanks for coming on. To be continued. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Tom. Great talking to you. Have a great day.
All right. There's the mayor of Chemung, Lori of Ringo's. Now, this is rare. She can't do my show. Got to get her before she gets off the school. What do you think, Lori? They ought to be doing that in Ringo's.
Yeah, hi, Tom. What I wanted to say was every year when we drive the family down to the shore, we go through Chemung. There's like the Chemung Diner. There is a lot of open land. Then we go through Hamilton, and we always point out to the kids.
Cranberry.
Look at the
blueberry.
The blueberry capital of the world. There's a big sign in Hamilton, blueberry capital. So now I'm going to be proud to show my kids the sign in Chemung that says top capital of the world. Isn't that great?
Oh, absolutely. What now? Ringo's is the Shad Festival capital, right?
It's close. It's close to Lambertville. You know,
yes. Yeah. I did a Shad Festival broadcast, as we all know. You know, that's a fun thing. You hit me up right now. Raza, is your town in New Jersey, if you want to say, does it have anything that says we are this capital or something like that? Blueberry capital?
You, like where I live?
Yes.
Dude, I'm in Cherry Hill.
Oh, Cherry Hill.
It's
no,
like, come shop.
Okay, the shopping capital.
I'm next to her in Marlton. Cherry Hill and Marlton could be the angry driver capital of the
angry
world.
Driver capital. We need to work on Philadelphia.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.